Now we're told, and after 2 days he departed thence, and he went into Galilee. And we have here, I think in these statements, the most remarkable insights into one of the great truths of the Scripture. Notice this, and let me go over it again, because this is so important here. When the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. Many more believed because of his own word, and they said to the woman, Now we believe not because of thy saying, for we've heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Many people are led to know Christ through the influence of another. In fact, it's the effect of life upon life, impact of one personality upon another. But our faith must stand on surer grounds than the other person. Some young people have remarkable parents or are a remarkable parent, and because of the influence of the parent, they come to Christ, and they live in the light of that one. No personal contact, actually, with Christ. And later on, you see them stumble and fall when the influence of the parent is gone. I've seen that as a pastor happen again and again. And it's wonderful to exercise an influence on another for Christ. And don't let it stand there. See that the individual gets through to Christ. And that, my friend, is for parents today. It's very important. Now we have an incident that's like this here that follows through on this ground. And let me read this. Now after 2 days he departed thence and went into Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet hath no honor in his own country. Then when he was come into Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went unto the feast. So Jesus came again unto Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine, and there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. Now notice the geography that we have here. He leaves Samaria, goes into Galilee, and many Galileans believe on him. And then he goes specifically to Cana of Galilee because there's the nobleman there. But the nobleman has a son way down at Capernaum. Now, when he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Now, you see, this is a father who exercised faith in behalf of a son. And this illustrates the thing that we're saying. Make sure your own child has a personal contact with Jesus Christ. Now, the essential thing, father should have brought the boy to Christ. Now, you have a right, I think, to claim your loved ones for Christ. You can exercise your own influence upon the lives of others. Now, I believe that you've got to be a witness to your loved one. You've got to reveal in your own life that you have a living faith in Christ and that it works. I had a man that came into me. He had been a member of the church I served here in Los Angeles. And this man's life wasn't a very pretty life. In fact, he was an officer of the church, and his life wasn't very good. He wanted me to pray for the salvation of his son. The boy had walked out of the house, and I didn't blame the boy for it at all. In fact, he wanted me to talk to the boy also. I very candidly told him I wouldn't talk with the boy. I said, you've served him, roast preacher, so long, the boy hadn't any use for me. You've done nothing but criticize. Now, I said, you've lost your influence with the boy. I said, I'll pray that somebody else will exert an influence on that boy and bring him to the Lord. Be sure that you do that in your own heart and in your own life.